Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've been accused, accurately, of having
a hoarding problem.
I don't have a hoarding problem.
Do you not hoard?
I have a lot of black t-shirts. My favorite color is black. Matter of fact, I'm wearing a black shirt right now.
Yes, you are.
And when I moved in with my girlfriend Sam, it was an ultimatum. She's like, "Here's a couple of cinch sacks. We're going we're going to the closet right now. We're going directly to Goodwill." I'm talking like three big lawn bags of t-shirts I gave away.
I have this argument with my husband every time I'm putting laundry away, because I say, "Hey, how come now there isn't enough hangers for your t-shirts? Did you get new ones? Where are they coming from? You need to clean some out."
Kurt and I are a lot alike. You know what, though? I'm no Lainey Wilson. I've said that a lot of times in my career. But this is definitely accurate, because according to Lainey, she's worn a pair of new bell bottoms for every show that she's done for the past 15 years, which means she owns up to the fact that she probably has over 1,000 pairs of bell-bottom jeans.
Well, she has at least 685, because that's how many shows she's done for the last 15 years. But she's probably thinking like bell bottoms she wore for a red carpet or, you know, a press appearance. I mean, it's insane to think that there's that many.
Let's just say it's only quote unquote 685.
Yes.
Where do you put that many? I mean, Lainey can afford to buy a state at this point of her career now, but it wasn't that long ago, it was during COVID, that we were interviewing Lainey Wilson in her bedroom, a very small bedroom that was so small, actually, that we were able to see her clothes hanging up because she had no closet.
Yeah, they were all on clothing racks. But here's the thing, John.
And now she's claiming she's got over 1,000 pair of jeans?
Well, I would think that she doesn't necessarily keep all of them. You know, that she's gone through that many. I would also think that when she first started, she probably thrifted a lot of her clothes. You know, you can do that.
So you're saying she's selling, you're saying she's wearing them and then selling them away,
maybe,
reselling them?
Maybe. I mean, it's a good way to buy new ones, right?
It's also a good way to attract weirdos.
No, you just go sell them like you do at Plato's Closet, something like that.
You really think Lainey Wilson's walking on a Plato's Closet with a big box full of her jeans?
No, I think her assistant is taking a big box full of her bell bottoms to maybe Plato's Closet or donating them. I don't know.
Dude, my girlfriend Sam, as we mentioned, she helped me clean my closet out before we moved in together. And I mean, there are some shirts that I didn't even have tags off yet.
Yeah.
Okay, I either got them because I was too big to wear them or too small to wear them. You know, I'm never happy with myself. Anyway, I went down to Flashbacks. Okay. Yeah, one of those consignment shops that buys your stuff back and then sells it. Three bags. Guess how many shirts of mine they kept?
The ones that they actually took
three
to resell?
Bags.
I would say they probably took five tops.
Two shirts.
Yeah.
Out of three. And I'm talking big old lawn bags, not little tiny kitchen garbage bags. Big bags. Two shirts?
I know.
I got $12? What happened?
Yeah.
Well, there's hundreds of dollars of clothes there, including many, many, many out-of-date KSON shirts.
I wonder why they didn't take those. You just got to donate them, John.
I ended up doing that. Yeah. There's plenty of people walking around with 10 years ago's KSON slogan on their shirt.
You may have John's t-shirt. Who knows?
Lainey Wilson has over 1,000 pair of jeans. Good for her. She's worked hard.
Specifically bell-bottom pants, good right?
I don't know where you put 1,000 pair of jeans, but it'd be a nice problem to have. That is for sure.
Hard hit, and Iglesias somehow stabs it. Catch the runner, and two down here in the 10th. OMG.
You got that right. 110 off the bat, like a cat to his right, the backhand.
Footage courtesy of Padres TV, Jesse Agler and Mark Grant. Yeah, we just heard Jesse Agler, the usual radio voice of the Padres, say OMG. Didn't have that on my bingo card. Congratulations to the San Diego Padres who aren't listening right now. I hope they're resting. This is a game that was just the epic definition of a pitcher's duel. And we win 1-0 in the 10th. Thanks to great pitching, first of all.
Sure.
But to Julio Iglesias, who not only took over very well at third base for Manny Machado, as you just heard, that footage that you just heard was the game-saving backhand stab at third base that Iglesias was able to snag. It was 110 miles off the bat.
I know.
Insane. I mean, that's instinct at that point. I don't even know how he got that ball.
I love the description, like a cat.
You gotta love mud. Oh, Iglesias also drove in the winning run for the Padres, so he really did it all last night. Padres win a much, much, much needed win. Yes, I know we are in second place. We're only one game behind the Dodgers, so why would it be a must-needed win? Because this is a brutal part of the schedule right now. Yes, it's early June, but this is the first of four against the Giants, who are a legit contender in this division, and a stretch where they'll play their next 17 games against National League contenders. So, you know, hopefully a nice winning streak really solidifies a great season so far for the Padres, just like a losing streak could mean the opposite. So this is every win's a very important win, but this stretch right now is crucial to, you know, a nice future as the summer goes on for the San Diego Padres. But I love a good 1-0 game. I know lots of people like home runs and tons of offense, but it's great watching two pitchers go crazy. That's what I love about it.
I mean, when talking about it, my back stiffened up just, you know, thinking about waiting for the end of it.
The Giants should have won that game yesterday because Logan Webb, their pitcher, was just outstanding. Just a maestro, if you will, conducting a pitching orchestra. But Stephen Kolek, our guy, matched him. So it was just a great baseball game. If you love traditional pitchers duels, then last night was something that you really, really loved. Wouldn't have minded ending about a half hour earlier so I can get to bed at a better time.
They played too late for you.
Speed it up, guys. Come on. You do your chit-chat afterwards. Let's go. I got a 3:15 I got to get up for.
Yes.
Go Pods. Every pitch of every game on our sister station, or as Tammy likes to say, our big brother that smells station, 97.3 The Fan. They don't smell. They are very well kept.
I didn't say smell was a bad smell. There's just a lot of cologne over there.
Okay.
a lot of cologne.
That's what I mean. I will agree.
I didn't say stink. I just said smell.
All right. So is it pleasant? Powerful.
It's powerful.
There we go. Guys will take that.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to El Cajon. Say good morning to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. How about you?
I'm good. I set my alarm to get up from my workout this morning.
What are we focusing on today?
Pilates.
Yes. It's all about being flexible, Tammy.
Well, and strength, core strength. Pilates is great for that.
I really need to do that.
Yes.
I really need to do Pilates. I have an apple core strength is what I have. That's stupid.
Very funny, John.
And do me a favor. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
And I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, a reminder to you, Ann, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds great.
The Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers will face off in the NHL Finals for the second year in a row. Game one is tomorrow. What is the name of the trophy they play for in the NHL Finals?
Stanley Cup.
Mark Hamill has no plans to return to the Star Wars universe. Who was Mark Hamill in the Star Wars universe?
Gosh. Oh, my goodness. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hulu has announced the premiere date for its King of the Hill revival, which will be dropping on August 4th. The characters of the original will all be back, including Hank Hill's son, who is now an adult and working as a chef. What is his name?
Bobby.
Karate Kid Legends came in third at the box office last weekend. In the original Karate Kid, what was the name of the dojo that was led by the evil John Kreese, who had the motto, strike hard, strike first, no mercy?
Oh, goodness. Oh, I just saw that. Oh, God, what's his name? Oh, I do not remember.
Okay, and finally, happy birthday to Andy Cohen. He has been involved in so many TV shows. Of the following, what show was he not involved in? Love Connection, 90 Day Fiancé, or Millionaire Matchmaker?
Let's go with Millionaire Matchmaker.
Let's get Tammy back in. So, Ann, what's the plan today after the workout?
Just going to work.
Well, anybody that's got the discipline to get up, set an alarm early to work out before they go to work has got mad respect from us. Good for you. And in 2 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
The Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers will face off in the NHL Finals for the second year in a row. Game one is tomorrow. What is the name of the trophy they play for in the NHL Finals?
The Stanley Cup.
My opinion only, best trophy in sports.
Yep.
Just the coolest tradition. I love the fact that players get to keep it throughout the year and take it to parties and drink beer out of it. I just think it's awesome. All right. So you ever seen a Stanley Cup in person?
Not in person.
Oh, it's so cool. 1-1. Mark Hamill has no plans to return to the Star Wars universe. Who was Mark Hamill in the Star Wars universe?
Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, he's Luke, man. It's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Hulu has announced the premiere date for its King of the Hill revival, which will be dropping on August 4th. The characters of the original will all be back, including Hank Hill's son, who's now an adult and working as a chef. What is his name?
Oh, Bobby.
Bobby. I love the fact that they're doing this. When I heard about the King of the Hill revival, I thought they were going to freeze time, like the Simpsons, who never age, right? I love the fact that it's real time. That's really freaking cool. To me, 3-2, Tammy, because Ann knew that. Karate Kid Legends came in third at the box office over the weekend. In the original Karate Kid, what was the name of the dojo that was led by the evil John Kreese, who had the motto, strike hard, strike first, no mercy?
I do not remember.
Wow. It also spawned a very successful spinoff that just wrapped up on Netflix, Cobra Kai.
Oh, that's right.
That's where the name came from. Ann didn't know either, so it's 3-1, Tammy. I'm sorry, 3-2, Tammy. And finally, happy birthday to Andy Cohen. He's been involved in so many TV shows. Of the following, what show was he not involved in? Love Connection, 90 Day Fiancé, or Millionaire Matchmaker?
I'm going to say Love Connection. Really?
Andy actually came back to host the revival of Love Connection in 2017.
Oh, gotcha.
That was on Fox for a while. Actually, it's 90 Day Fiancé. That's so TLC, not Bravo. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that sentence. Anyway, Ann went with Millionaire Matchmaker. So today we finished with a score of 3-2, Tammy. That means, Ann, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to see Brad Paisley, Walker Hayes, and Avery Anna. They'll be at Gallagher Square at Petco Park this Saturday.
Wonderful. Oh, my gosh, I can't wait. I'll take my daughter.
Oh, that's going to be a nice night, Ann. Enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, we do have to have you say this.
I'm Ann in El Cajon, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
833-287-1037. What is something that, despite a long partnership, you just found out about the person you're with?
Maybe it's your best friend of 20 plus years, your husband, your wife, your roommate.
Maybe it's your morning show partner of almost 25 years total who dropped this bomb last week.
I have a weird little counting fetish that I do sometimes.
Are you serious? I'm just hearing about this now. You just randomly count things.
When I go up and down stairs, I count. I don't know. I don't know why. I've always done it.
You count stairs.
Yeah. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know you anymore.
I guess it just, there was nothing that ever brought it up.
How?
I don't know.
We've walked stairs before. Mm-hmm. I've never noticed you counting. So it's always mental. You're not like mouthing the words.
Well, sometimes I do it out loud.
Is every staircase you climb?
Yes. If I'm climbing stairs, I count.
Do escalators count?
No, because you're standing still.
Don't laugh at me. I'm just finding all these things out about you. What else are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything.
So let's just say, okay, no, we don't have to just say we did this. So you and I are guardians last year at Honor Flight San Diego, and we walk up the steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
Yes.
You're counting those steps.
I would have counted in my head, yes.
How did I never know this about you?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. It's something I've done as long as I can remember. It's not just stairs. There's certain things that if I'm doing part of it, I have to count it in my head. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. I have a little fascination with numbers, which is probably why I decided to go to business school, but then my mouth got in the way of that and I ended up doing radio. But I don't know. It's things have to be even. I don't like odd things.
So wait a second. If there's 17 steps instead of 18 steps, does that bother you?
It would bother me, yeah. But not in a weird way. Like, I wouldn't get all freaked out.
No, that's
over
a weird
it,
way. It's pretty weird.
Okay.
To say that the number of steps would bother you, come on, that's a little weird. Don't you like?
Okay, all right. It's a little weird.
No judgment, but just odd. What is something that you are just now finding out about someone you've known forever? Maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's a partner, maybe it's your best friend or relative, but you, what? I'm still just like shocked I never knew this about you. I pretty much thought I knew everything about you.
I guess I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I always thought if you and I went like on a Friends newlywed game type thing, we would own it.
Yeah.
Because I know so much about you. But I didn't know this about you.
I just didn't think it was that wow. I don't know. It just doesn't seem that weird.
I want to know what else is going on in that brain of yours.
No, you don't.
Lots of things happening. 833-287-1037. What is something that you're just now finding out about someone that you've known forever? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Good morning, Angelica. Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing. I just want to dedicate something to my 11-year-old daughter. She she's graduating the 5th grade to the 6th grade to middle school.
Aw.
Very important yes. time in one young person's life.
My daughter's name is Abigail.
Aw. So what are you going to do with Abigail this summer?
What I'm going to do this summer with her is I'm just going to try to find some concerts to go to, hang out with her while I have time off on the weekends from work and just experience the motherly duties of having almost a teenager in the house.
Yeah. You're coming into the really super fun years, honey.
I can't wait.
Latch on to her now. Middle school first, then she gets her driver's license, then she's married, and now you're a grandmother.
Let me say, I'm only 38 years old. I still have a long ways to go. She's not getting married until she's 30 years old.
There you go. That's awesome.
I like that plan.
I even told her, I'm like, you're going to get a job first when you're in high school, then you get married when you're out of college.
Okay.
Good enough.
You have it planned for her. I love that.
Take care. Give our best to Abigail, Angelica.
That's right. Parents now have to figure out, what am I doing with my kids over the summer?
It just snuck up on you.
It always feels that way. I'm thinking back to when my kids were all in school. I'm like, oh, it's over now? Wait a minute.
If it was anything like my summer vacations were when I was Abigail's age at 11, my dad would have been bothering me to get a job.
Well, 11?
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
What are you doing laying around?
Oh, that's
I'm sleeping. It's night. Well, kids laying around, nothing irritated my pops more than that, man. Especially this kid. So, yeah, 11 years old, I was out mowing lawns. I had a dog poop picking up service for a while.
See?
I mean, I did all that stuff.
It gave you work ethic, though, didn't it?
I've been working since I was 11. Yes. I'm not even joking.
Yes, I know
you're
not.
I had a chore list and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't wait to get back to school. Happy summer vacation, everybody. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOF. Tam and I have seen how humble and genuine singer Drew Baldridge is, a guy who had zero record label, zero help, did everything himself, and was the first recording artist in music history to have a number one song with completely zero help from anybody in the industry, just him working hard. This is the song that did this for him.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away.
Every time.
I know.
Oh, anyway, Drew Baldridge is a gem of a dude. Mm-hmm. And when he wrote that song, he's like, this song is special. I'm going to go everywhere I am invited on my dime and perform it for you.
And here's the other thing, too. Doing this all on his own dime across the country in cars. He and his band then had a van that they nicknamed Vanna White that they took to every show for years and years. Drew finally got a record deal. He's opening for Bailey Zimmerman on Bailey's tour. And the other big moment for him was he and his band are finally getting a tour bus.
Yo, guys, super exciting and kind of bittersweet. But today we are in Farmer City, Illinois. And it's officially official. This is the last weekend that we're in this van because we are moving to a bus next weekend. And it's a big emotion for me. I rolled in here today to Farmer City to play tonight, and emotions really started coming over me. I've been driving in a van that looks like this for 12 years. And if you have seen me play a show for the past 12 years, it's because I drove in a van to get there. And I've never been in a bus, and it's because of you. Like, I seriously wouldn't be here. And if, to be honest, I would drive in a van like this for 60 years to bring music to you. I don't really care what I look like, but to know I get to be rested, my guys get to be rested, we get to be safe, we get to have a professional driver. I'm just so blessed and I'm so humbled, and I just wanted to jump on here and say thank you to you guys. You've changed my life, you've changed my band's life, you've changed my wife, my kid's life, because I get to go home and be rested now. And I haven't even seen the bus. I don't know what it looks like, but I don't care. If it was something way old or whatever, I don't give a crap. I'm just very, very excited that I get to be in a bus and our career is growing in a way I never dreamed of 2 years ago. And it's because of you.
That's humility. You would think listening to he had just, I don't know, had like his 10th number one.
Yeah.
Or a CMA Artist of the Year. he got a bus. And he's so thankful and like, yeah, I got a bus.
And, you know, I didn't even think about the fact that when they're traveling in that van, how do they sleep? You know, with a bus, they're able to take a break and be able to rest.
So last summer, Drew Baldridge came out to Escondido and with us helped marry a couple, performed that song, She's Somebody's Daughter, and then got into that van and drove himself to the airport so he can get a few hours with his wife. What he just said was no exaggeration. We saw it with our own two eyes. Not anymore, baby. He's bus bound.
He's got a bus.
He earned every bus nap he's about to get. Bumpy bus snap about to get.
They'll take it, though. By the way, you can see his video on both Kiss When and Jonna and Tammy's Instagram stories. It's just lovely.
He legit gets choked up over a bus.
So sweet.
Jonna and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Go to Casey and Tierra Santa. Good morning, Casey. Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Good break, Tam.
All right, good luck.
Casey, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garagedooringgatestore.com. Also, know that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
If you want to make your burgers taste more like McDonald's, a former corporate employee revealed that the seasoning is salt and pepper for all their burgers, including their most famous burger, which features 2 all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. What is this burger better known as?
A Big Mac.
Netflix announced the release date for Happy Gilmore 2. In Happy Gilmore, Happy becomes a golfer to earn money to save what?
His mom's house.
Mark Hamill has no plans to return to the Star Wars universe. Hamill played Luke Skywalker in Star Wars. Who played his sister, Princess Leia?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
13 years ago this week, Richard Dawson, the original host of Family Feud, passed away. What phrase does the host of Family Feud say to see if an answer is on the board?
Your final answer is?
And finally, the fifth season of Phineas and Ferb will air Thursday, 10 years after the show last aired. On Phineas and Ferb, what is the name of the boy's pet who lives a double life as a member of an all-animal spy organization referred to as the OWCA, Organization Without a Cool Acronym?
This is too hard. I don't know.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. You know, Casey, behind the scenes, I write these questions every night, and I will say that last night my girlfriend scolded me for the difficulty level of this. So maybe you're on
hard, John.
Maybe you're on to something here. Good luck, Tam. Cool. Casey did 1 out of 5.
Okay.
If you want to make your burgers taste more like McDonald's, a former corporate employee revealed the seasoning is... You ready?
Yeah.
Salt and pepper.
Okay.
For all their burgers, including their most famous burger, which features 2 all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions on a sesame seed bun. What's this burger better known as?
A Big Mac.
Big Mac is right. Casey knew that.
It's 1-1.
Netflix announced the release date for Happy Gilmore 2. In Happy Gilmore, Happy becomes a golfer to earn money to save what?
Grandma's house, right?
Grandma's house, yes. Casey went to his mom's house. I can't do that. Sorry. 2-1, Tammy.
That's okay.
Tammy, Mark Hamill has no plans to return to the Star Wars universe. Hamill played Luke Skywalker in Star Wars. Who played his sister, Princess Leia?
Carrie Fisher.
The late, great Carrie Fisher. Casey didn't know. 3-1, Tammy. 13 years ago this week, Richard Dawson, the original host of Family Feud, passed away. Which phrase does the host of Family Feud say to see if an answer is on the board?
Survey says.
Is correct. Man, you want to get creeped out? Go old school Family Feud YouTube and watch Richard Dawson kiss on the lips, sometimes for an uncomfortably long time.
Every female
on that show, whether she asked for it or not. It is
creepy.
It is super creepy.
The way.
Yeah, it's like gross. All I can think about is, man, what kind of breath? You know,
all
the talking. There's no water out there. There's no Altoids.
Back then, he had Bianca.
Bianca, good God.
The breath spray.
Not just a Russian spy. Bianca. My dad used to.
I know. It was always in my mom's purse.
If you... Bianca.
Bad and a half a stick of gum
I had not thought about Bianca. And good God. If you ever see an older movie when a guy pulls out a tube of something from his pocket, opens his mouth and sprays it, that's Bianca.
Yeah.
The Altoid of the past. All right, where are we at? I don't even know. 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, the fifth season of Phineas and Ferb will air Thursday, 10 years after the show last aired. On Phineas and Ferb, what is the name of the boy's pet who lives a double life as a member of an all-animal spy organization referred to as OWCA, Organization Without a Cool Acronym?
Man, it's been so long since I've seen any Phineas and Ferb, and I just...
His ornament hangs on my Christmas tree every year. Perry the Platypus.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I still don't remember.
I used to sit down with my daughters every day and watch that show on Disney Channel. All right, anyway, today, Casey, Tammy beat you by a score of 4-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to see Brad Paisley, Walker Hayes, and Averiana, Gallagher Square, Petco Park this Saturday.
No way. Thank you.
And a case of Bianca from the past. Casey, have a wonderful time at the concert and a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I am Casey and Tierra Santa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
CMA Fest kicks off in Nashville, the annual country music party for all its fans, June 5th. However, it unofficially got underway last night with the CMA Fest Rock and Jock Celebrity Softball Match, in which one mustache-less Riley Green was a captain of one of the teams.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's been so cool to see it grow, too. I think 5 years ago we did it, and it was about a half-full stadium, and now it's every seat sold. So it's awesome to be a part of this, and they made me a captain, so they're either really hurting for captains or I've done it long enough, I'm grandfathered in, one of the two.
It's been so long since Tam and I have been to CMA Fest.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even called CMA Fest, and it was called Fanfare.
Yeah, and originally when Fanfare started in 1982, they had something called the All-American Country Games.
Let me just step in. We weren't there then.
No, we were not there then. No.
So a big step in there.
Still in school. Where artists competed in a softball game, a record throw, relay races, obstacle courses. It was very different than what it is now, but there's a lot of fun video floating around of this game, and we'll share some on John and Tammy and KSON's Instagram stories.
Let's focus on what CMA Fest is now. Yes. No other musical format does this. No other musical format basically opens up its doors for its fans the way country music does, especially this particular festival. There's legends about Fanfare, now CMA Fest. Mm-hmm. The most legendary story has to be the one about Garth Brooks. How long was the autograph session?
Like 26 hours or something without a bathroom break. He stood there and
without a food, water, or bathroom break.
No, and it was insane because he wasn't scheduled to be there. He just showed up and he thought he'd sign a few things. And then, of course, that line grew and he didn't leave until the last person got something signed. Insane.
I would love to say that Tam and I's experience, the only time we ever went to CMA Fest, then called Fanfare, was a wonderful memory, but it was a disaster, quite frankly. Do you remember, Tammy? We had, I forgot her name, but she was a very inexperienced assistant program director that booked our travel.
Yeah.
And said we were at this hotel
that
was steps away. It was going on at CMA Fest, then called Fanfare. Well, we get into the taxi and we're getting from the airport to our hotel. We're going further away from downtown and further away from downtown.
Yeah.
I'm talking like 35 minutes out. And I'd never been there before. Mm-hmm. This is my first time in Nashville. You know, I had no idea where we were going.
The problem was, you know, there'll be... Go to the Hampton Inn. Well, there's several Hampton Inns around town, and she ended up booking one that was out near the Grand Ole Opry Hotel, which is nowhere near downtown
where all the action was.
But I wouldn't say it was a disaster because we still had artists come out to visit us. We were recording our show from the hotel we were staying at, and that's where we first met Luke Bryan.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
right.
I mean, there was a lot of good things that came out of it, and even though we weren't right in the thick of it.
If you're interested, you can go to CMAFest.com and just go ahead and take a tour of everything that's happening this year. Maybe you're heading out to Nashville because it starts on the 5th. Enjoy yourself. We'd like a review when you get back. Here is Riley Green, San Diego's country station, 103.7 KSON.
Disneyland, the happiest place on earth, is celebrating 70 years. And at KSON, we're giving you the chance to win a visit to celebrate with them. Every day, we give you code words at 7:30, 8:30, 2:30, 3:30, and 4:30. You enter them at KSON.com, and guess what? We get a winner every single day.
Calling Steven right now, letting Steven know he's about to get his Disney on.
Steven.
Hey, Steven, it's John and Tammy calling from KSON. How are you, pal?
Hey, John, how are you, man?
Steven, you entered code words at KSON.com because you wanted to go to Disneyland.
I did. I entered a lot of them.
Steven, congrats, pal. You're going to Disneyland.
Oh, man, I can't. I got my Mickey Mouse ears on. It's going to be great. I really appreciate it.
Steven, are you really wearing mouse ears right now? Don't lie to us.
Well, you know,
we aren't checking in your heart. Yes, I love that. Steven, how long have you been a Disney-phile?
You know, I grew up in the Midwest in a Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, since I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Oh, that's so great.
I love how you said that, because when I moved my family out here from the Midwest, you know, the first thing I did to try to bribe them into loving me again was, I'll take you to Disneyland whenever you want.
No, it's always great memories.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations. Thanks for listening to the code words on KSON and then entering them at KSON.com. It paid off for you, honey.
Thanks, John and Tammy. I really appreciate it. Love KSON.
Appreciate you, Stephen. Love you back. Every day we're giving out Disney vacations at KSON.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.